All lynx have two fewer teeth than any other species, but also they have these very strange looking afterthoughts of the tail. We did not cut it off. All of the lynx have the short bobbed tail, and also the lynx all have the ear tufts. So if you see a cat with ear tufts, it is a lynx.
Thank you.
Researchers think that those actually act like the TV antenna on the roof of your house for receiving sounds, and these guys can hear at a frequency that's inaudible to the human ear. So they hunt animals that live in holes. And that allows them to get up to a mouse hole and listen, and they can actually hear the mouse 200 yards away in its tunnel squeaking. So that helps them. Soft fur. The hot weather cats, the leopard, the cheetah, the lion, have really short, coarse hair. But the cold weather cats that live in the snow, this cat, the snow leopard, have really, really long, soft fur. The only lynx that is legally listed as endangered right now is the Spanish or Iberian lynx. So these guys are 4 years ago. We actually heard her being born on Mother's Day. And that was right after the Olympics, and I really liked Oksana Bayul. So this is Oksana. We say she does an ice skate, but she's a great snowshoer.
What was that again you said about a lot longer than the front
right,
legs, or what?
Right, for moving through the snow, yeah. For being able to
it's,
run through
they
the
aren't
snow.
Deformed, just some lady thought it
yeah,
should
look
like a dog.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get what she was referring to. So.
Yeah, she
yeah.
gets great traction.
Her
hey,
pupils.
You know?
Are her pupils round? I know those, the larger cats.
They're round.
Okay.
All cats seem to do that for some reason, though. Stick the rear end of your face, you know?
And for whatever, the lynx are really anal cats. I mean, the first thing they want to do is just stick their butt in your face.
And are you looking for some food?
She doesn't usually, some of you guys might see, she has a little divot on her face. She did something in her carrier on her way here this morning. Mm.
Yeah, she has a good purr. The other interesting thing is she can purr and still bite you.
Multi-talented.
Yeah. That just means you got a happy bite. Mm-hmm. Or is that a happy meal? I don't know.
It's a love bite.
One of the rule of thumbs when you're working with wildcats is if you want what we call a working wildcat that does educational work or movie work or commercial work, these guys are taken away from their moms at about 2 weeks old. This cat's mother comes from the London Zoo, and she's probably the scariest thing you'd ever want to see in your life because she is a mother-raised cat and was not handled as a kitten, so the difference is just amazing. Fortunately, she has her dad's good personality.